This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, John Grisham makes mincemeat out of torts. But first, take a deep breath now. Hold it. Now listen, this will take about 30 seconds. Imagine for a moment being tethered to the bottom of the ocean floor. It's pitch black. Between you and the surface is a distance of nearly 2 football fields. Holding the same breath that got you down there, you must descend, but slowly, to avoid imploding the tiny, delicate tubes that bring oxygen to the brain. It took a 29-year-old American 3 minutes and 26 seconds to make this precarious journey. Pippin Ross recently spent time with that world champion free diver. She has this report. Okay, you can breathe now.
Sports tend to be noisy, not freediving. It sounds like this. Freediving is hundreds of years old. Its origin is the Mediterranean. Bored from long hours at sea, fishermen would entertain themselves with contests to see who could dive the deepest on a single breath and spear the most impressive fish. The fish emphasis gave way to breath holding, and the sport was officially sanctioned in 1998. That's when the Association for the International Development of Apnea formed. Apnea is the formal word for not breathing. The current world champion is Tanya Streeter.
The thing that you have to understand is that as human beings we came from the sea and we have an innate ability to hold our breath.
Streeter won her title for diving 535 feet deep on a single breath, an accomplishment that in 1960 the U.S. Navy said no human could do without collapsing our lungs and turning our brains to mush. Streeter certainly presents no evidence of brain damage, and she insists she's not a risk taker.
What that should say is that, you know, freediving can't possibly be this high-risk sport that it's perceived to be if you know, a self-confessed chicken will do it.
Seven, up, and push.
At a Club Med on San Salvador Island in the Bahamas, which sponsored Streeter in capturing her world record, she's on a mission to prove that with a little training and good cardiovascular conditioning, we can hold our breath much longer than we think. Streeter takes a gathering of aspiring freedivers to a windy corner away from Club Med's endless activity to give us a lesson in the deep breathing and relaxation she says is central to freediving, if not life itself.
Life is not about the things that happen to you. It's about how you react to them. Do you understand that? Okay, so when something horrible happens, you can learn to just relax without having to breathe or without having to feel the wind or listen to the waves. It's just an accepting.
But breathing long and deep like this, for about 45 minutes, is how Streeter prepares for a dive. Deep breaths oxygenate the blood. When you're underwater, your heart rate slows way down. Your lungs shrink to about a 16th of their size, and oxygen-packed blood fills the spleen. Physiologists call it diving reflex. It's your body's way of convincing itself that you're still breathing, even when you're not. For free divers, the real danger comes when it's time to resurface from the depths. As the body depressurizes, organs return to normal size and function. And if there's no oxygen in reserve to support the change, divers can black out, sometimes with fatal results.
Okay, plongé.
Feeling a bit deflated by the possible dangers of our maiden voyage, we are outfitted with the sparse equipment of a freediver, fins, snorkel, and mask, herded onto a boat, and driven to a patch of deep turquoise water.
Oh,
clunking heads and accidentally kicking each other, we float on the surface resembling a herd of sea lions, gaping at the elegant sight of Streeter undulating like a mermaid far beneath us. She doesn't use her arms. They burn too much oxygen. Stationary in a pool, Streeter can hold her breath for a whopping 6 minutes. I can't even maintain 30 seconds underwater. Without weights or scuba gear, my oxygen-rich body resists submersion. I call her former world champion freediver, Umberto Pelizzari, for a lesson on how to counteract my buoyancy. He encourages me to do something that feels counterintuitive to this allegedly innate sport. Exhale and dive, arms glued to my side.
I check you here.
Okay.
You go down like this, okay? Mm-hmm. When you have your hands helping you, you cannot equalize. That's the problem. So take the fins, you just kick and equalize with your nose. That's what you have to do.
Okay.
The elusive part of freediving is overcoming the pressure that builds in your head in the first 30 feet. It hurts. My ears feel like they're going to explode. Streeter deploys the nose-blowing technique common in scuba diving. The hazards inherent to putting our tender, oxygen-loving bodies deep underwater is why freedivers trying to break records position rescue divers in scuba gear about every 30 feet. Not having those supports in place is being blamed for the recent death of Audrey Mestre. She was in the Dominican Republic attempting to ace Streeter's record.
It's horribly tragic, completely wasteful, and very hard for the freediving community in general to accept, because it's not difficult to be safe in the water, and it's something that we should never take for granted.
Diving every day, twice a day, 3 days in a row, I probably made a depth of about 40 feet. In a sport where gender is meaningless, everyone in our group experienced the same pain, panic, and limits of our lungs. Streeter's advice, don't give up.
I accept completely that at some point, human beings in general, and a lot sooner than that, I will reach a limit that is too deep for me, or too long a breath hold, or something like that. So redefining your limits is not about pushing and defying the limits, because they do exist, but it is about accepting that in human endeavor is just that. See how far we can go.
In a few weeks, Streeter will resume training with daily 3-hour cardiovascular workouts that include running, spinning classes, and holding her breath in a pool. This summer, she'll attempt to trump her free dive record at a Club Med in the Turks and Caicos. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross on San Salvador Island.